large boulders were half buried by an old landslide. Don Juan headed for them and sat down on a flat rock. He signaled me to sit down facing him, and then without further preliminaries he started his explanation of the mastery of awareness. He said that there were a series of truths that seers, old and new, had discovered about awareness, and that such truths had been arranged in a specific sequence for purposes of comprehension. He explained that the mastery of awareness consisted in internalizing the total sequence of such truths. The first truth, he said, was that our familiarity with the world we perceive compels us to believe that we are surrounded by objects existing by themselves and as themselves, just as we perceive them, whereas, in fact, there is no world of objects, but a universe of the eagle's emanations. He told me then that before he could explain the eagle's emanations, he had to talk about the known, the unknown, and the unknowable. Most of the truths about awareness were discovered by the old seers, he said, but the order in which they were arranged had been worked out by the new seers, and without that order those truths were nearly incomprehensible. He said that not to seek order was one of the great mistakes that the ancient seers made. A deadly consequence of that mistake was their assumption that the unknown and the unknowable are the same thing. It was up to the new seers to correct that error. They set up boundaries and defined the unknown as something that is veiled from man, shrouded, perhaps, by a terrifying context, but which, nonetheless, is within man's reach. The unknown becomes the known at a given time. The unknowable, on the other hand, is the indescribable, the unthinkable, the unrealizable. It is something that will never be known to us. And yet, it is there, dazzling and at the same time horrifying in its vastness. How can seers make the distinction between the two? I asked. There is a simple rule of thumb, he said. In the face of the unknown, man is adventurous. It is a quality of the unknown to give us a sense of hope and happiness. Man feels robust, exhilarated. Even the apprehension that it arouses is very fulfilling. The new seers saw that man is at his best in the face of the unknown. He said that whenever what is taken to be the unknown turns out to be the unknowable, the results are disastrous. Seers feel drained, confused. A terrible oppression takes possession of them. Their bodies lose tone. Their reasoning and sobriety wander away aimlessly, for the unknowable has no energizing effects whatsoever. It is not within human reach. Therefore, it should not be intruded upon foolishly or even prudently. The new seers realized that they had to be prepared to pay exorbitant prices for the faintest contact with it. Don Juan explained that the new seers had had formidable barriers of tradition to overcome. At the time when the new cycle began, none of them knew for certain which procedures of their immense tradition were the right ones and which were not. Obviously, something had gone wrong with the ancient seers, but the new seers didn't know what. They began by assuming that everything their predecessors had done was erroneous. Those ancient seers had been the masters of conjecture. They had, for one thing, assumed that their proficiency in seeing was a safeguard. They thought that they were untouchable. That is, until the invaders smashed them and put most of them to horrendous deaths. The ancient seers had no protection whatsoever, despite their total certainty that they were invulnerable. The new seers did not waste their time in speculations about what went wrong. Instead, they began to map the unknown in order to separate it from the unknowable. How did they map the unknown, Don Juan? I asked.
Through the controlled use of seeing, he replied.
I said that what I had meant to ask was, what was entailed in mapping the unknown. He answered that mapping the unknown means making it available to our perception. By steadily practicing seeing, the new seers found that the unknown and the known are really on the same footing because both are within the reach of human perception. Seers, in fact, can leave the known at a given moment and enter into the unknown. Whatever is beyond our capacity to perceive is the unknowable, and the distinction between it and the knowable is crucial. Confusing the two would put seers in a most precarious position whenever they are confronted with the unknowable.
When this happened to the ancient seers, Don Juan went on, they thought their procedures had gone haywire. It never occurred to them that most of what's out there is beyond our comprehension. It was a terrifying error of judgment on their part, for which they paid dearly.
What happened after the distinction between the unknown and the unknowable was realized? I asked.
The new cycle began, he replied. That distinction is the frontier between the old and the new. Everything that the new seers have done stems from understanding that distinction.
Don Juan said that seeing was the crucial element in both the destruction of the ancient seers' world and in the reconstruction of the new view. It was through seeing that the new seers discovered certain undeniable facts, which they used to arrive at certain conclusions revolutionary to them about the nature of man and the world. These conclusions, which made the new cycle possible, were the truths about awareness he was explaining to me. Don Juan asked me to accompany him to the center of town for a stroll around the square. On our way, we began to talk about machines and delicate instruments. He said that instruments are extensions of our senses, and I maintained that there are instruments that are not in that category, because they perform functions that we are not physiologically capable of performing.
Our senses are capable of everything, he asserted.
I can tell you offhand that there are instruments that can detect radio waves that come from outer space, I said. Our senses cannot detect radio waves.
I have a different idea, he said. I think our senses can detect everything we are surrounded by.
What about the case of ultrasonic sounds? I insisted. We don't have the organic equipment to hear them.
It is the seer's conviction that we've tapped